How long did it take you to make the adjustment?
It didn't take me long. It didn't take me long at all.
Patrick, you're having one of your best years and your healthiest years of your career, mm-hmm. 7-8 years in. What have you learned about taking care of your body and stuff you've been able to implement? It seems like you do a lot of stuff.
Really just being about, you know, being consistent with, you know, with your body. You know, sometimes guys, you know, they start off pretty good, take care of their body, cold tub every day. And then as the year goes along, you know, you start to slack off, you know, you start to get a little lazy. You know, but for me, you know, I stayed in the weight room, I stayed in the training room, so, you know, I try to stay very consistent with that.
When you were younger, did it take some time to learn that if you miss one cold tub, you know, it could come back to bite you?
When I was younger, I didn't really need to do any of that, to be honest, so I wasn't really worried about any of that, so.
So what do you do on Mondays and Tuesdays after games now to recover, to make sure you're good the whole way?
The usual, you know, I try to go in the on the training room, do the cold tub, you know, do my stretching, and a lot of rest. You know, I try to get a lot of rest, as much rest as I can.
Have you had to change your approach playing inside this year? From physically, I mean, preparing your body, recovery, and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I definitely got to stay in the weight room. You know, as far as my shoulders, I got to make sure my shoulders are always strong and ready to, you know, take on those guards, maybe a fullback. Big running backs like Zeke, you know, all the other guys that's, you know, running hard in the league. So,
yeah. Speaking of Zeke, what would it mean for you guys to finish with the number one ranked run defense?
It mean a lot. It definitely mean a lot, you know. So we, you know, we gotta try to beat these guys, you know, stop Zeke from getting 100-yard rushing day. So, you know, we just trying to do our job and finish off the season the right way.
How do you feel about playing time regarding this weekend? Because obviously it's a, you know, meaningless game relatively, but, you know, you still have some things to work on and then a bye coming after that. So how much reps do you feel like you need to get in this game as a defense personally?
Really, that's not something that I'm worried about. You know, I'm just trying to go in there, you know, finish the season off the right way. So I'm not really worried about playing time or what they're going to do as far as, you know, certain players or whatever. So I'm just, you know, trying to take it as a game like it was game 8 or whatever. So I'm not really thinking about that.